In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and I hereby declare to you that Grace Church is a Pentecost church. Now, I didn't say Pentecostal church, mind you. That would surprise all of us, I suspect, if I were to declare the Grace Episcopal Church to be a Pentecostal church replete with charismatic practices such as speaking in tongues. We're not and are unlikely to be anytime soon a Pentecostal church in that sense. But we are a Pentecost church. In this morning's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we're told that on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, as the apostles were gathered together, a great sound of wind swept through the room, and tongues of fire appeared above the heads of the apostles. But I don't mean that Grace is a Pentecost church in the sense of wind and fire either. Even Pentecostal churches don't generally expect such things in their services. Then, the Bible says of the apostles, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. This, as it turns out, was the great gift of that first Pentecost. The wind and fire were signs to the apostles and the people, but they, in and of themselves, didn't accomplish anything. They didn't heal anyone's illness or feed those who were hungry. But when the apostles began to speak so that they, as the Bible says of those who were gathered round the disciples, each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Well, that did accomplish something great. It meant that all those gathered there could truly understand the word of God as spoken that day by the apostles. We're told that the people who were gathered together with the apostles in Jerusalem on that day were from far and near and spoke many different languages. In a real sense, they could not speak to each other. They could not understand each other. But on that day, through the work of the Holy Spirit, they could all understand these Galileans, these men who ordinarily wouldn't have been able to even find Pamphylia on a map. Now, these people gathered together from near and far were all Jews. They all shared the same faith. But they didn't live in the same place. They didn't know the same people. They didn't bump into each other in the market every Tuesday and chat about how so-and-so was doing in their new job. Other than their faith, they were very different people. That diverse community was the very start of the Christian church, because the church reckons the day of its birth as being the Pentecost experience, not Christmas or Easter, but Pentecost. Grace Church is a Pentecost church, more than just about any parish in Rhode Island, and frankly, there aren't too many others in the whole of the Episcopal Church. We are a Pentecost church because we share with those very first Christians a commonality of faith and a diversity of just about everything else. But sharing a faith in the God of Jesus Christ is what truly matters, more than whether you're from Pamphylia or Cappadocia or Warwick or Woonsocket. Most of us here today don't live in this city. But we come here to pray and give thanks to God, just as those Jews came together on that day in Jerusalem to pray and give thanks to God. The Spirit did an unexpected and wonderful thing that day, but the Spirit is still doing unexpected and wonderful things today in this church and in our own lives. When you come up to receive communion today, look and see that you are part of a Pentecost church, and give thanks. When you come to coffee hour today, lift up your hearts that we gather together in love and fellowship with so many others who seek to follow Christ and come from near and far and from all walks of life to do just that. And tell others. Tell your friends and family, I go to a Pentecost church. And when they say, gosh, Phil, I thought you were an Episcopalian. Tell them what you really mean. And then say what Jesus says in the very first chapter of John's Gospel. Come and see. The Holy Spirit descended upon those people in that place all those years ago, not despite the great diversity of the people gathered there, but because of it. That was what God meant and means for the church to be. So we too gather in this place each Sabbath day, not despite our diversity, but because of it. That is how the Holy Spirit chooses to make God known to all the Jews gathered together on that Pentecost, and soon afterwards, the Spirit would push the church on to embrace even Gentiles, those who had never before known the God of Israel, the God of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Rachel. If you think the apostles were surprised at the work of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, imagine their surprise when it became clear that the Spirit was calling them to preach the word and baptize even among the Gentiles. Even today, the Holy Spirit still pushes us on to share God's love with those we have not yet come to know, those whom we never would have expected to meet, and with, as the psalmist puts it, a generation yet unborn. Pentecost is a sign to us that God calls us to go in love and faith into unexpected places. Very few of us were blessed to grow up in a church like Grace, even those of us who grew up in Grace Church. We are blessed to be here now. This is a Pentecost church. Thanks be to God. Amen.